Welcome to Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Art Schult. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Earl Averill. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Ciccarelli. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Art Ciccarelli. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Furillo. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting 7th. The catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Sandy Koufax. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Sandy Koufax. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Walls hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Dark moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks strikes out. 2 outs. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dark. The slide. Pignatano applies the tag. Dark is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gilliam hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Moon hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Schult strikes out. 1 out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chuck Essigian batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Essigian takes first base on ball 4. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pignatano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Essigian moves to second. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Taylor fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Essigian moves to third. 2 outs. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Koufax hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Neiman hits a pop-up towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Art Ciccarelli is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ciccarelli strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Neal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wally Moon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Moon is 0 for 1 in the game. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walls is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards third. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carl Ferrillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ferrillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferrillo hits a fly ball into left field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Essigian is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Essigian hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Essigian. Schult reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson is walked intentionally. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman strikes out. 2 outs. Art Ciccarelli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ciccarelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Ciccarelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pignatano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pignatano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills hits a line drive towards center. Thompson catches it and throws to first to double up Pignatano. 2 outs. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koufax is 0 for 1 in the game. Koufax hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ciccarelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor strikes out. 1 out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Koufax. Walls moves to second. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks is walked intentionally. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Schult is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Schult hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neal is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ciccarelli picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Ciccarelli. Neal moves to second. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 0 for 2 in the game. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Neiman is 0 for 2 in the game. Neiman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Art Ciccarelli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ciccarelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Ciccarelli bunts towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Furillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor misplays the ball. That's an error on Taylor. Don Demeter pinch runs for Carl Furillo. Chuck Essigian batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Essigian is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Essigian takes first base on ball 4. Demeter moves to second. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Niemann throws to second, with Banks covering, and has Demeter trapped. There's the throw to Dark, who tags Demeter for the out. Essigian moves to second. One out. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pignatano is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 2 in the game. Wills is walked intentionally. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Koufax is 0 for 2 in the game. Koufax strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Wally Moon now playing right field. Don Demeter now playing center field. Al Dark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Dark hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 3 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Neal strikes out. Niemann drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Neal out. 2 outs. Wally Moon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Moon is 0 for 3 in the game. Moon takes first base on ball 4. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Schult strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam juggles the ball. That's an error on Gilliam. Averill moves to second. Don Eddie pinch runs for Earl Averill. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Neiman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Neiman strikes out. Two outs. Art Ciccarelli is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ciccarelli is 0-for-3 in the game. Ciccarelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Walt Morin now playing left field. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Demeter strikes out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Essigian takes first base on ball four. Don Zimmer pinch runs for Chuck Essigian. Joe Pignatano batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Pignatano is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pignatano takes first base on ball four. Zimmer moves to second. Rip Rapolsky pinch hits for Maury Wills. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Rapolsky strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Koufax is 0-for-3 in the game. Koufax strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer now playing shortstop. Rip Rapolsky now playing left field. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-4 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball four. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Dark bunts in front of the plate. Pignatano fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to second. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walls takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam juggles the ball. That's an error on Gilliam. Jim Marshall pinch runs for Art Schult. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neil fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Marshall now playing first base. George Altman now playing center field. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-4 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Neal is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Neal hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Moon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Moon hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hodges is 0-for-4 in the game. Hodges strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Los Angeles Dodgers, 0. Goodbye from Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles.